Okay, I got a question for you. What do the movies The Blues Brothers, Back to School, and Public Enemies all have in common? Well, if you guess that some of the parts of those films were filmed in Wisconsin, well, you are correct. Well, now, hopefully we're going to be seeing more films filmed in Wisconsin because we have a new office in the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, and it's all about attracting more film and TV crews here. Hi, I'm Jill Nadeau. I'm in for Larry today on The Larry Mueller Show, and we have got Veronica Pope with us. She is the director of Film Wisconsin, and she's going to tell us about how the state's hoping to bring in all of those people with film tax credits. Veronica is a Mequon resident, and she is an Emmy award-winning television producer herself. If you've got a question about that, give us a call, 800-642-1234. You can also send an email. It's talk@wpr.org. Veronica, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. Well, we had been talking for the last year or so with people who were making films in Wisconsin, and they were really hoping that this would happen, and it did. So you've got to be happy about that.
I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled for myself and the ability to get to kind of take this charge of leading film in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And I'm so grateful for all of the great people that that worked so hard to get us to this point. It's a huge accomplishment and a great achievement.
It really is. So where do you start? Because you're kind of starting from scratch here, aren't you?
We are. It's a great place to start, actually. We've got $5 million in tax incentives for this year. The office was approved. We had great support of Governor Evers, bipartisan support of the film office. So the office was approved last year, and we actually launched the office with my role starting at the middle of January. So mm-hmm. We're just getting going. We're about 3 months in right now.
So how's it going so far?
It's going great so far. The support and encouragement of the film community is remarkable. There's a great connection between production and tourism. There's so much tourism support across the state. And we've had some great first accomplishments. We were able to launch the tax incentive application the middle of February. Mm-hmm. And that's a great piece for just getting production going here in the state. We really want people to know that we're here, access the application, and see how we can get production rolling by the summer.
Because they won't come in unless they know that mm-hmm. we want them, obviously. Yeah. And a lot of states offer these. So how do we stand out from the crowd?
Yeah, there's a big kind of decentralization of production going on. I think people kind of see it in where TV shows are being made, where movies are being made. You don't necessarily have to be in LA or in New York for some of those things. So it's a good time for Wisconsin. We're really seeing productions looking at shooting all over the state. So mm-hmm. Wisconsin is a great option for that. We also have some really great Midwest neighbors that we kind of get to join right now. We know Chicago and Illinois have had great incentives. Minnesota has a great program. And now we get to be part of that. We get to kind of be this Midwest destination for production. We get to invite people here. We know we have so much to offer. And it's really a great opportunity to introduce people to Wisconsin, maybe for the first time, or invite people back who wanted to come to Wisconsin for a while. And now the tax incentives make that possible.
And we know that there have been films that were supposed to be set in Wisconsin that weren't. And many of us knew that by watching them, right? So
Absolutely.
Now they can actually come here. You have ties, obviously, with the entertainment field. So how do you send out? Do you just send an email? How do you bring this to the people who need to make this decision?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a lot, I'll say. We have some great marketing and PR partners within our office at the Office of Tourism that can really help us on a national stage, invite mm-hmm. Productions to Wisconsin, help educate kind of what can happen in Wisconsin and have those big conversations. But the other piece is really connecting with local filmmakers, local producers. There's so many people here in Wisconsin. There's so many really talented and creative production people who've been waiting for this opportunity, maybe saving projects or kind of holding on for the opportunity to make one of their projects here. So there's It's a combination. There's people looking at us for the first time, but yeah. There's so many people who've been waiting for this in our own state.
Now, when a production company comes in, are they going to be using a lot of local talent when they film here?
That's the goal. The new statute for the new film office is really great in being protective of Wisconsin workers. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a great benefit that we have going for us. We know that we don't have everybody here that a major production might need. We are growing that creative economy here, but there's a lot of incentives for hiring local people and bringing in key figureheads to work in the state. So I think that the incentives are really positive for production, but they're also really positive for creatives here in Wisconsin and growing that regular kind of production economy that we're looking for.
So besides bringing jobs for the people who would work on these productions, what else does it do for the state?
Yeah, great question. I mean, jobs are a big piece of it. There's production brings in key production roles, right? We've got department heads, talent, producers, cameramen. That's really the specific and kind of really core piece of production. But I think most people would be surprised at the other industries that get pulled into that when we have a lot of production. It's great for hotels. It's great for restaurants. It's great for location rentals. And it's great for our parks and things like that. It's also a boost to tourism once the production has wrapped. People get to see Wisconsin on the silver screen. That's a super exciting thing. And it makes people want to come here and visit. So there's a far-reaching economic impact when we have great production here in Wisconsin all the way through.
I know when Johnny Depp was here to do Public Enemies, I think people are still going to some of those towns and saying, oh, yeah, I remember that from the movie. Yes. It does have lasting effects. So is there anything you can tell us right now about any whispers about things coming or being done here?
I mean, I would love to be able to tell you so much, but right now we're in the very early stages of this application process. But I will say we've had really exciting conversations. We have some great early applications that we're getting ready to review, and we're excited to be able to announce kind of this first class of projects. But we could be, I mean, these projects could be rolling early summer, right around
really?
The corner, as early as June. So
wow.
It's super exciting. I wish I could tell you more, but we'll be happy to share when we can.
Well, we would love to hear more about that. So are we looking at films? Are we looking at documentaries? Are we looking at television?
The film office and the tax credits are open for all of the above. And we've kind of had a great sampling of conversations in all of those areas. Mm-hmm. I think we're perfect for kind of the indie feature film kind of market. I think we're a really competitive tax incentive for that kind of project, maybe $3 to $5 million. Mm-hmm. So we've got some great conversations there. Some TV shows. I know we've had people might remember seeing Top Chef on their televisions. We would love to bring some television back. A couple of great sports documentaries we're having conversations with. Wisconsin's a great town for sports and some of those documentary stories. Mm-hmm. We're also open and available for corporate broadcasts, so more of like the advertising and commercial shoots. So the program is really thoughtfully crafted to kind of include a lot of different kinds of production.
That's a really good point, because I think we think film, we think a major motion picture, and there's so much more we're talking about that that maybe we didn't really consider when we were looking at that. When we say tax incentive, what does that actually mean to the production? So they don't have to pay taxes on what?
Oh, great question. So ours is a fully discretionary tax incentive program. So we have $5 million. It's a great place to start, I think, in bringing this kind of right-sized production to Wisconsin. And productions will apply for the tax credit. We'll go through all of their information and see kind of what their budget is, how many days they'll be shooting in. We can kind of track the production timelines and the areas that will be kind of get positive impact from these productions. And then they'll spend their money here in Wisconsin. They need to fund their whole project, but they get up to 30% back on wages and eligible production expenses at the end of their production. So if we've got a $100,000 project coming to Wisconsin, they know they're going to spend $100,000 in eligible production expenses here in the state. They could get up to 30% of that back at the end of their production.
Okay, so it doesn't have to be on like taxes they've paid, just the amount of money that they've put into the project themselves.
Absolutely, yeah. We want those dollars going into pockets here in Wisconsin. And then at the end of their production, when they've wrapped for that year, they do get a tax credit back.
Okay. Yeah. And on their end, they have to provide you with what to prove that they've done this? Does it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's a complicated system, but we're really trying to be as kind of transparent and as approachable as possible. But there's a piece of our statute that is also really thoughtful and I think great for taxpayers, is that their production expenses need to be reviewed by a Wisconsin-based CPA at the end of their production. And that person gets to verify with the film office that all of their expenses were put into the right buckets and going to the right things for eligible expenses that we verify at the end.
Because that could get a bit complicated. So I'm glad you don't have to do that.
Dan, I get to be heavily involved. But yeah. We have some great CPAs as well.
Exactly. Yeah. Dan emailed to ask, how does the film office get hold of scripts that could possibly film here? And what's the competition like between filming in Wisconsin and other Midwestern states?
Great question. So the film office is really working with producers, filmmakers who are bringing their projects to us. So we're not necessarily working with scripts specifically and trying to kind of pair them with production companies or talent. We're working with producers and filmmakers who are kind of bringing us the whole package. That's kind of what the best case scenario is for the film office. So we're talking with a producer, maybe they wrote their own script, they've assigned their own talent, they've come up with their own budget and production schedule, and then we work with them to pair them with the right locations, maybe use certain people in town. We can certainly help with resources. But we're typically working with projects who are kind of already pre-packaged and helping them find ways to kind of bring their project to Wisconsin.
And what about the competition between filming here and other Midwestern states?
Yeah, we're brand new. And so we are kind of selling Wisconsin on a new stage. But we know that we have so much to offer. I will say it's not a hard sell. We've got four seasons. We've got incredible variety of terrain. We've got the rural areas, urban areas, industrial, the lake. I mean, we have so much to offer that I think when people are looking at the Midwest to see where they want to film, it's not hard to sell Wisconsin. And we have a great creative workforce and really hardworking, great people. I mean, every production that gets to come here wants to come back. And I think that's a testament to how great it is to work in Wisconsin.
Definitely. We're talking to Veronica Pope. She's the director of Film Wisconsin, an office within the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, promoting film and television production within the state and administering film tax credits for those projects. Do you have questions about it? Give us a call, 800-642-1234. And of course, you can send an email to talk@wpr.org. And this is the Larry Mueller Show. I'm Jill Nadeau. Tomorrow on Garden Talk, we'll talk to Lindsay Hendrick. She's the director of horticulture at the Green Bay Botanical Garden. And then we're going to talk about attracting birds, bees, and butterflies and other pollinators to your garden. That's tomorrow on Garden Talk. Right now, we're talking about the new position of film or director of Film Wisconsin at the office of Wisconsin Department of Tourism, and our guest is Veronica Pope. We're talking about promoting film and television. If you've got a question or wondering how that works, give us a call, 800-642-1234. And of course, you can send an email to talk@wpr.org. So previously, the state had tax incentives, and then they just kind of went away. I mean, what does that do for a program like that? I mean, it's got to be difficult then to kind of start back up again.
Yeah, I think the benefit for us right now is that the industry has changed so much that we really get to launch a new office that's really supportive of what the industry looks like right now. I think we're seeing a lot of smaller projects really find footing. They can find great distribution. They don't necessarily have to go through big studio systems like they maybe did 10, 15 years ago. Same for independent television. There's a lot of really great opportunities for smaller productions to find their way to audiences. And I think this new office is a great fresh step in that direction to kind of bring more production like that to Wisconsin. We will absolutely take a huge blockbuster movie, but there's so many different kinds of stories we're able to tell and so many different sizes of productions. Mm-hmm. I think this new office is a great opportunity for launching something new for the creative economy here.
What do the production companies, what do they look for when they're looking for a place to go?
Yeah, it depends on the project always, but tax incentives are a huge piece of it. I mean, I think we were really overlooked for a long time because we simply we couldn't even start the conversation. They're looking for ways to stretch their budget, and tax incentives really do that. And there's a lot of really competitive places out there. So I think for productions that were looking at Wisconsin, they were kind of waiting to see if these tax incentives went through. We are hearing that from a lot of great partners. And now it gives us the opportunity to invite a lot of production here that just simply wouldn't have been able to consider us before. As we all know, budget is a big driver of a lot of important decisions, and it's the same for production. They're really looking at how they can make the most of their budget, have access to great people for their productions, ease of work, I think, kind of what is it going to be like to actually make that production? And I think Wisconsin can answer a lot of questions like that for productions right now.
Have you looked at other states who have been successful in bringing companies in as sort of a how to do it or how not to do it for what we're going to do here?
Oh, we've had great conversations with a lot of film offices across the country. I find that the production world is really supportive and kind of a high tide rises all ships kind of scenario, right? When we're all doing well, it's good for us, it's good for each other. My background is television. I find that the community is really supportive, and I'm finding that the film office community is similar. So everyone is really supportive. Sharing information, sharing kind of helpful guidelines and kind of examples for us. So we're definitely amongst good company in that the Minnesota Film Office, Upper Midwest Film Office, offices in Illinois have been really supportive of Wisconsin kind of joining this and joining the tax incentive programs across the Midwest.
It would make sense because maybe if we've got somebody here in Wisconsin, but they're looking for a specific thing, they could pop over to Minnesota and pop back. And yeah,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We want people to consider the Midwest all across the Midwest. So we know together we have a lot to offer, and there's a lot that we can do to work together.
Yeah. John in Beloit has a question for you. Go ahead, John.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Earlier this year, I saw the movie Song Sung Blue about the Neil Diamond impersonator, and that was set in Milwaukee. Do you know if that was filmed in Milwaukee or how much of it was? And is that a good example of Wisconsin filmmaking?
Thanks, John.
Yeah, that's a great question and a great story. I do know that the documentary was originally shot here in Milwaukee, in Wisconsin, with Wisconsin creatives. I wasn't on the project. To my understanding, the movie that just came out was shot mostly in New Jersey, and that could have been for a variety of reasons. But now that we have tax incentives, we're hoping that projects like that will be able to film at least part of their productions here in Wisconsin. It'll make financial sense, and it'll get to highlight what Wisconsin is really like.
Exactly. There's nothing like a movie that's supposed to be in Wisconsin with mountains in the background. We don't want that.
No, we want to highlight what Wisconsin really looks like. Yeah.
Absolutely. And the name of the, someone asked what the documentary you were talking about, and it's actually called Song Sung Blue. Mm-hmm. So in case anybody wants to find it, it's on YouTube, I believe.
It's on YouTube.
That
yeah.
was done actually a long, long time ago. Mm-hmm. So it's an interesting background story on that if anybody wants to look it up. But we have had some Wisconsin-made productions over the years, and we've had a few in the last couple of years. Are you aware of some of those that have been done?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got some great talent here. I know we had a movie, Green and Gold, shot in Green Bay area a few years ago. Mm-hmm. We just had a holiday movie shot in Door County last year. It was actually shot in January, debuted in the holiday season 2025. So super exciting for Door County.
Mm-hmm.
There are occasional productions. We're in the middle of Milwaukee Film Fest right now. There's great Wisconsin projects as part of that film fest. Wisconsin Film Fest just wrapped last week. Some really beautiful projects shot here in Wisconsin as well. So there is work happening, and there has been over the last couple of years. And this is an opportunity to really kind of build that and make it more regular work.
Yeah, I mean, we've had the Green and Gold people, I can't remember what's it, the cherry pie one that was the romance, cherry pie Christmas. Yes, thank you, Jeff. We had that. We had people from there. Is part of that your job then going to be helping to maybe promote the films that, especially the ones that don't have the big backing here in Wisconsin, to the people in Wisconsin? Will that be part of what you do?
Yeah, as much as we can. So it's a brand new office. It's also an office of one. So I have the amazing support of the Office of Tourism and the support of our creative community here. So as much as we can help support and promote new projects, we're excited to. The Film Office will have a new website and some new resources and tools, hopefully launching this summer. But I think more than that, really, we're hoping that all of these productions we can really help with support with tourism as well. So if there's promotional opportunities for film debuts and things like that, film festivals and the tourism piece of where these films are being produced, and we're hoping that we can be supportive of all of those endeavors.
I think that was a really good idea of putting you in the Office of Tourism, because that really can help you as a one-person department.
Absolutely.
It can really help you out, for sure.
A great resource, yeah, and a wonderful office.
Definitely. And speaking of communities, how do you coordinate then? So if you've got a company coming in that wants to, you know, you've got this great location, well, you're going to have to work with that community to see if you can bring them in. And when you bring them in, you have to talk to, you know, the police department and the city and all that kind of stuff. Is that going to be just you doing all of that work?
It'll be a coordinated effort, and we're kind of already seeing that. We've seen communities across Wisconsin that are really excited to kind of position themselves as film friendly, and that's kind of a communication strategy that we're working on with communities across the state. I mean, identifying somebody in your community that kind of can be that film contact, considering some of the things like permitting and street closures and things like that, highlighting important resource tools like great hotels and catering companies and things like that. I think if communities across the state are kind of thinking about that, then we can work really closely with them when we have a production that wants to come to town. We've also seen that productions are just really resourceful these days, and they're making connections on their own. They're reaching out. We just want to make sure that all those productions are being well received and doing the right thing by our communities. But it's a great thing when we can bring more production in.
Definitely.
All across the state.
Yeah, for sure. So if someone is out there listening and they have a script that they would really like to do, how far in advance do their project have to be in order to apply for these credits?
Yeah. So right now, our program is that you apply in the tax year that you want to make your movie.
Okay.
So if you are far enough along in the process, you have a great script, maybe you've partnered with a production company or a filmmaker team to make that project, and you've established kind of most of your budget and kind of how that's going to come together and where you want to film, mm-hmm. and you think you're going to film still in this year, we would absolutely invite people to reach out to the office and talk to us about applying. Our applications are online at filmwisconsin.com.
Okay.
But the film office can absolutely be a resource there. And then if you've got a great project and you think it's going to be out further 2027 or something, or another production year, please still reach out and we'll talk about how we can help get you ready.
Mm-hmm. And then when they do submit that, then who decides if this is something that fits your...
Yeah, we have a system of kind of evaluating all of these productions big picture. We want it to have a great economic impact in the region. And we kind of look at that. We look at their timeline and their budget and see what kind of impact it's going to have. And then it's really a process of reviewing within the film office and the Office of Tourism mm-hmm. to see if it's a great fit for Wisconsin and giving those tax credits. We haven't issued any yet, but we are early in that process of figuring out what productions are going to be approved first.
Well, we look forward to finding out what's going to be coming out of that office, and hopefully we can hear first hear what's coming out. So keep us in mind, okay, Veronica?
Thank you. Yeah, of course.
Thank you very much. We've been talking to Veronica Pope. She's the director of Film Wisconsin at an office within the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. And thank you for listening. I want to thank our team, Clara Neipert, Joel Patenaud, Lee Rayburn, and Jeff Robbins, and of course, Larry Mueller. I'm Jill Nadeau, our executive producer, and we'll be back tomorrow with Garden Talk. Thanks for listening.